Today is 29th July 2020. This is my first recording doing channeling. It has been a long, long time since I have channeled publicly, and I assumed that it was part of my history. That is not the case. I am being guided once again to channel, this time via technology through the internet. At the moment, I have no idea of what I am about to channel, nor do I have any idea as to the length of this channeling. As I speak, I feel the energies around me. I work with my soul family. I understand they are from the 12th dimension. The energy coming through is of a beautiful, gentle, yet powerful and loving energy. It encompasses me. It embraces me. And so here goes. The question I ask is, what are we to understand from all that is occurring on our beautiful Gaia? Whether this question is answered or whether insights provided remains to be seen. So I will just rest for a moment as the energies come in. You ask a question for which there are multiple answers, depending upon the timelines upon which you individually and collectively choose to place yourselves. The timelines are dependent upon the frequency of your vibration, the frequency of love, compassion, understanding, tolerance that you hold within. The more you hold these frequencies, the higher frequencies, if you wish to label them as such, the more you hold them, the higher the timeline and the more conducive and supportive of life for all on the planet. At this particular juncture in time, there is great upheaval, disturbance, chaos, uncertainty, and questioning. It is this, the questioning, that is most important. For it is when you begin to question, and to question intensely, consistently, that you begin to understand the nature of the reality that has been co-created over the eons. The uncertainty and the disruptions you are experiencing are due to the fact that there is a shift in the frequencies upon the planet, that individuals are questioning the status quo and are seeing the anomalies and the injustices that are not only being perpetrated now, but have been perpetrated for millennia. In order to understand what is happening upon the planet, it is important to understand yourself, who you are, what you are. And this in and of itself is difficult for many to even begin to question let alone understand. For the conditioning that exists in place is so entrenched. To the extent that many believe they are what they've been told they are. Their definition of self is reliant upon ego and labels, by societal expectations, by the normalization of certain values. We could go on and on about this, but we are sure you understand and get the gist of what is being shared. The great change that has been forecast is upon you. There is no stopping the tide. This great change heralds the ending of an old way and the emergence of a new. It would be very easy for you and all others to focus on what is occurring externally, on what you witness, on what you hear and see screened daily. And yet, when you place your focus on the external, how can that provide the answers? It is only by going into yourself, to delve within and to find the source of the love that resides within. This love is universal. It is that which binds you to the oneness of all creation. It is that which connects you to all that you love and all that you may loathe. It is this love that holds the truth of who you are. And now is the time, while you observe the chaos and changes occurring, to find and hold on to that oneness of love for yourself and for all others. As you do this, you place yourself into a higher timeline. In doing such, the speed of the changes accelerates and the ease of the changes becomes evident. If you choose to resist the changes, it may not always be a comfortable ride for you, but understand that you have free will. Know that whatever you decide is your choice. There is no judgment. There is no right, nor is there wrong. However, until at such time as there is balance once again upon this planet, there will continue to be the unrest. Each and every soul that embodied and exists upon the planet at this time came here for this special event. The event being your beautiful host, Gaia, transforming into a higher density. And this she is doing beautifully. It is your choice. Will you go with her? Will you join her on this new timeline? Or will you choose to remain within the chaos? Remember, it is choice. We ask that you choose wisely. Farewell.